Hello everyone, welcome to Across the Park and some match reaction. Everton 1, Liverpool 4. Humbling experience. I mean, I don't know where to start. It was proper Everton. Going 2-0 down, getting back in the game, looking like we were potentially going to get something from it. Horrific mistake from Coleman. I feel a little bit sorry for Seamus Coleman, to be honest. Yeah, but proper Everton just kicking us out, taking the light out of us as well.
Just
kill us, just stick that final dagger in. But yeah, you know, the club captain, Seamus Coleman, who, you know, for me, has been well past it for a long time now, and he's made a horrific mistake. The crowd didn't even have the heart to boo him, because it was like you could feel it for him. But in the end, it's 4-1, and listen, I've got to say, by a country mile, the better side, could have been 6-0 up for me.
First
20 minutes. And look, I mean, I've got to ask the question, does he need to go on the basis of
the manager?
Yeah.
On the basis of that, no, because I think personally, most Blues expected that. I mean, the most optimistic Blues might have thought that Everton could have got something there tonight. I think, without going too much behind the scenes, we had to fight for the game, and we didn't really think Everton would win, did we? We hoped he would. It's been one of the most... the least derby I've looked forward to in my entire life, and I've seen some crap, and I've seen some really bad Everton teams. I've seen some really good Liverpool teams, but this one for me, this derby, has all the makings of what happened tonight. I think we expected it, and it happened. We hoped it wouldn't happen, and dare I say, could have been worse.
I mean, all the previews I've done this week have got me up for it, I'll be honest. Yeah. And like, despite that, like you just said, I did predict before the game that it'd be 3-1. Yeah. That they would go 2-0 up, that we would get one back, they would finish us off. I wasn't far off, but...
We had a mistake as well. We give them some sort of game at certain times in the game. At 2-1, if the first half would have went 10 more minutes, I think it could have equalised there, because I think their fans, I said to Pricey, who's not here, but he was here tonight, he's got off. At 2-0. Even their ends... And maybe some of the Peel fans who watched us could comment who were there tonight. At 2-0, they're then quiet. The game went a bit dead. Where they were thinking, like, this is, you know. And then we shocked them with a goal. If the first half went 10 more minutes, I think he would have equalised. The most gutting thing for me, apart from the overall performance, was their third goal came from our free kick in our corner. And he just counted and scored. And I was sitting there, I said to Pricey when we had that free kick, I'm more scared of them scoring than us fucking scoring there. Because there was a lot of times in that first half with kills on a counter-attack. In that first half, could have been 2-0 5 minutes.
Right, well, just going back to that first bit, I know this is our instant match reaction, obviously, and we haven't seen the telly or nothing like that. Surely, because of the fact that they could have been 5-0 up, do you not think the manager has a nightmare with the way he set us up
there?
I think it was poor. I mean, I said before the match, and again, I'm not Rafa Benitez, I'm not Jürgen Klopp, I'm not the manager of fans here, but for me, it was obvious that we need to set up with pace in the forward positions, and we needed to have bodies in midfield to make sure that they couldn't get dominance. You know, he's bought Fabian Delphine at a time when the game's over, and he's been sitting there for the whole game.
But he's bought Delphine last month, and Delphine's done really well. Yeah. And where's he gone?
I know.
He's not injured, because he's coming on. He was on the bench against Brentford. I think today, and look, it's very easy in hindsight to say we're right, but we set before the game, match them three in the midfield, and fight them. And there was times in the first half, no matter when it was 2-1, the crowd were with them, and the players were pressing. We were pressing in good areas, wide areas. They put it in the middle of the park.
In the midfield,
and there's
that
so much
space. Being dominated, yeah.
So much
Whenever
space.
Whenever they tried to switch the play, there was always a big hole in the field.
Thiago Henderson, we're looking, where do I put this?
I'm looking at that at half time, and I said it to Louis, who's videoing, I said at half time, surely that manager, experienced manager, is looking at that at half time going, there's a gaping hole in the field, let's fill that hole. And let's just build on this in the second half. And you know, the players have done okay coming out of the second half, but still, as you say, they've exposed us on the break. And for me, I think, and look, I wasn't a person who's advocating sacking the manager, and I'm not saying right now, let's sack the manager. But that for me looked like a team who's tactically inept.
Yeah,
inept completely.
No, look, and we've said on the podcast that the fans anger, there was a banner there tonight in the street ends. And it's some of my mates who've done that in the View from the Bullens podcast, they were good mates of mine. They've launched this protest, and who am I to say if that's right or wrong? I think a lot of the crowd applauded it, but at the moment, the anger's going past the manager.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and that's someone who was beaming red colours on our touchline, and the anger's going past it. And that shows where the root of the problem is. But you're absolutely right in what you're saying. He was set up wrong. He's not blameless, and he hasn't been blameless for a long time. This fucking dog's on nonsense. You can't hear him with this fucking Barry going down. This fucking bond on nonsense has gone on too long. It's gone on too long. And all right, and those lads behind me when he went down, I'm sorry for him, he had a shirt over his head, and you can see that he knows he's not with it. But he's not fucking
with it.
He's not
good enough. He's not a fucking Premier League player, is he?
He can't jump. He pinned Matip in the first half, and he couldn't jump. I thought, you pinned him, you've done the hard part, I'm not fucking jump. Can't even jump.
Does absolutely, gives us nothing. He was never going to give us nothing in this game in particular when you've got two centre-backs who are stronger than him, quicker than him, smarter than him, in the prime. He was never going to do anything in that game. And it's so disappointing that he's, you know, he's hung his colours to the mast there, and that's where I go, you know what?
Don't deserve a job.
But like you say, I think it's at this moment in time, the board are in a worse position than he is.
Yeah.
I mean, I said to Louis again, he was here, said, you know, Marcel Brands is in a worse position than he is because he's put this team on the pitch.
Yeah.
Benitez has spent 1.7, you know, million in the summer. He's bought Begovic and two players who Tomadigay scored the goal. Andres Townsend has put himself on the line. He's probably at fault for the third goal as much as Coleman is, but still, he's still been one of our better players this year.
He's won three games.
And he's got two goals, I think, in two of those wins. So, you know, without him and without Tomadigay Gray, where are we?
To be fair to Townsend, this is my opinion. He's not that good. We just appreciate how hard he works.
Yeah.
And we haven't had that for a long time. We've put up with the fucking Singleton nonsense, the Fabian Delph nonsense for a long time, the Michael Keane, who I thought had a good game, to be fair to
Townsend. Yeah.
But we've put up with loads of players who aren't good enough. So when you get someone who works hard and he tracks back and he puts a shift in and he says the right things as well, which we do love. We're suffering for the right to hear to be and tell us Evertonians. It's like, and there's Blues who are our mates, and they say that team, when they're fit, are a good team. The fucking not. That's not a good team up there, you know, it's not. There's three players there who make money on. Three. And it's the centre half who's got fucking 18 months left on his deal. In fact, there's four. Ben Godfrey and the two strikers. You'd make no money on no one else. You wouldn't make it. You'd get the same back all less. Shite. That team is not, it's not good enough, honestly. And any Evertonian who was blinded by beating Burnley, beating Norwich, fair enough, beating Brighton, and beating fucking Southampton, and I was blinded by it as well, trust me, I'm telling you now, that fucking team is shite. It's nowhere near good enough. Nowhere near good enough. And I don't know where the blame is. Lots of blame should be directed to the director of football, should be directed to the owner for trusting people who are fucking rooks, who can't do a job. That's after football. I was told he was going to bring in players who would either improve or make profit. He's done fucking none of it. He's in his fourth year now. Fourth year. The one before him was a mug. Fucking PE teacher from Leicester. It's a joke. And now we've got a manager who's beaming red colours, who's making wrong decisions on the pitch. Honestly, I'm getting wound up now. I'm feeling it now, but that team, and God love a couple of them, because Michael Keane played well tonight. I thought Anthony Gordon came on, he had to go, Tomadigay Gray had to go, but that fucking golfing class, £500 million deep on both sides, and that lot say net spend, I'm not going to say it because I don't believe in it, they've both spent £500 million, those two teams rock the fucking golf.
Get that speech in front of the balls, because I can't say any more than that. I literally, you said everything that I could, so anyway, that was added to the match reaction. I don't know where we go from here.
I don't
see you in the coming days. We've got Arsenal on Monday. You know, I'll literally
see you then.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, Godspeed, Evertonians. Good night. God bless.